Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, 6th of June, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
After suffering the worst crash in 4 years, the Indian equity markets bounced back yesterday to recoup some losses recorded on Tuesday. Nifty and Sensex rose around 3.2% each. The last three have been a roller coaster for investors. Why have they been reactionary and jittery? Ram Sagal has the answer. BJP being unable to secure a simple majority on its own has spooked investors. They feel that the new NDA government will have to resort to populist measures in order to effect some damage control. This could potentially delay major infrastructure projects like new airports or bullet trains, making market participants unhappy. Ram explains the future market movements will likely be based on which politician gets which ministry in the new government. Like the broader market, Tech Mahindra too rose more than 2% yesterday. But a broader look at its share price and financials would have any investor worried. The IT company's net profit crashed by more than 40%, while revenue declined too. While the overall picture for the IT sector looks grim, Tech Mahindra in particular seems to have borne the worst of it. Still, it's not a small company with a total revenue of more than $6 billion. But for Mohit Joshi, this situation provides an opportunity. Joshi took the reins of the company in December 2023. He wants to transform Tech Mahindra into an upper-tier IT company that competes with TCS and Infosys. As Shelley Singh outlines, this is easier said than done. Joshi has his work cut for him, but the only way for Tech Mahindra is up. One of the main issues in this year's general elections was jobs, or the lack of thereof. Creating new jobs should be a central focus of the new government. Devina Sen Gupta writes that two-thirds of Indian citizens are now under 35 years old. These statistics mean that the ongoing job crunch will only worsen as more of India comes of working age. Analysts told Devina that the focus needs to be on the higher paying jobs and getting small and medium businesses to hire employees on a larger scale. Tier 2 and beyond cities especially have immense scope to create and localize jobs, they added. Lastly, a concerted effort needs to be made in the labor market, which is dominated by migrant workers. It's a tough task ahead that will almost immediately assume importance for the new government. If you have been in the market for earphones, it's tough to look past Boat. The electronics company, which started with audio and then moved on to wearables, provides a ton of cheap options for earphones, speakers and smartwatches. As Soumya Ramasubramanian and Sameeksha Goel write, the company transformed the domestic market for wearables by unleashing an affordable range of products. But now, you have plenty of other options in the same segment, lowering Boat's market share. Now, the company plans to reset its focus to audio, a segment providing 80% of its revenue. It's going to take a step back in the wearables segment to assess its options, according to Soumya and Sameeksha's report. For the longest time, a small car in India usually meant a Maruti Suzuki. The 800, Alto, Zen, Swift, Wagonar, the list goes on. But the winds of change have reached the country's biggest carmaker. Alicia Sachdev reports that Maruti Suzuki will now shift its focus to bigger cars. There's a very good reason for this. Every other car sold today in India is an SUV. Maruti wants to strengthen its presence in the SUV, EV and hybrid segments moving forward. This will also see Maruti dip out of sedans too, a segment where it's only been selling the Ciaz and the market-leading Swift Dzire. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. We are eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.